Hi, great day to all. This is Market Finance 8, and we'll discuss today about understanding of how mutual fund works and their safety and their risk. Mutual fund is an investment vehicle we all know. I will say in a layman's language, it accumulates money from different retail people like you and me and invests in various secondary markets like stocks, share markets, bonds and fixed deposits mostly. Now let us know the basic difference between the primary market and secondary market. The primary market are the companies or the promoters who wants to sell the shares in the retailers to the retailers in form of IPO. IPO is nothing but initial public offering with an offer price which will increase and decrease upon the buyers. Later, after the primary market closes, it is sold in secondary market, which is you and me, retailers like us, can buy so that the retail investors buy these shares in the market to sell each other, and also the investors like DII, which is the domestic instrumental investors, or the foreign instrumental investors can buy shares. When retail buyers like us buy the shares in market, then a logical study must be done if the shares will rise or decline, wherein a professional buyers like FII, DII and mutual funds buy with a plan with a diversification in shares so that the risk is reduced. So whenever we buy a shares in the market, we really don't know how the particular shares is going to move up and down, because it completely depends on the demand market, the supply market. And probably we have, for example, we have so much of money, X amount of money, for example, let us say 1 lakh rupees. We don't know, you know, how much we need to invest in certain shares. We don't know how much we have to invest in a different share. Yeah, maybe the shares what we invest, it can go up immediately or it can come down very badly. So this is what happens when the mutual funds or the FII or other institutional investor, they diversify the investment. They partly invest in certain shares, like for example they would take 30 numbers of companies. They share a small amount of each shares, so that even when out of 30 numbers, 5 number of companies fall down, the remaining 25 numbers of the company will always be a standby and will not fall very badly, so that the investors will not have a very bad hit on the share market. So mutual funds, basically what they do is they collect money from you and me and invest the shares in various mutual funds schemes, like in the debt markets, the equity markets and the hybrid markets, according to the risk portfolio, and give the best returns in the market as possible it could. So for this, what the mutual funds does is the company appoints a skilled fund manager to purchase to give a good information about whether we need to purchase this fund or not. So because they carefully analyze how the scheme is doing, what will happen when the share, if this particular shares is bought. So they completely analyze, because they're quite experienced in the field, so that the fund manager gives us a very good component of knowledge, so that, you know, the scheme can do a better job. Further, the fund manager or the AMC, which is the asset management company, takes a small amount of money, a percentage, it's a very small amount, from the investors who invest in the mutual funds. Any investors, according to their risk, can buy the funds in a SIP or lump sums. A SIP is something like a systematic investment plan, where you think if you don't have much money, maybe you have 500 rupees, 1000 rupees, or even sometimes 100 rupees, you can just keep investing on a monthly basis, so that over a period of time, it grows along with a compound interest and give a very good valuable returns to you. Or in case, if you have a lump sum of money, yes, you can put a lump sum of money, say like 15,000 or 20,000, basically start from 5,000, and it can grow to a very good amount over a period of time. So basically, mutual funds is not a system where you will put the money today and you say, you know, in a period of 6 months or 1 year you want result. It's a complete wrong strategy. If you're thinking of mutual funds, you need a very long term process. You know, it is like you are investing in a business. You are investing in a various business. For example, you buy X mutual funds. The mutual fund is going to invest in 10 different companies. You basically buy the 10 different companies. So those companies are not going to invest. They're not going to give you good returns in just one day or 2 days. They will take a long time. They will take maybe 3 years or 4 years or 5 years to give a basic decent returns. Because I know those companies, you know, who've been giving an excellent returns over a period of 20 years. Probably the shares when they bought, it was 100 rupees. Now it has got 1000% more or 2000% more. So you need to wait. It is a long time process. You know, probably a minimum wait for the mutual funds is 10 years. And you keep investing in a systematic plan so that there is an average reward you get. It is an average percentage you get over the market. So probably over a period of time in 10 years, you will get a good return, which you can probably use for investments like children's education or a retirement plan or a marriage or early retirement. Whatever goals you have, you know, it depends on how much money you want over a period of time. And it is really mandatory that you invest in a longer time. So the fund managers here or the mutual fund company only helps you to reduce the risk over a period of a long time. You know, they will just invest in areas where there is no risk. Like, for they might invest few amount in the government bonds or the money markets where there is no default. So that if you have money which you invested, for example, 1 lakh rupees, they might invest 50,000 in the equity market, 30,000 in the bond market, and 20% in the money market. So that, you know, you're only the 50% which is in the equity market might have a fluctuation, but the what they've invested in the government bonds and the other bonds, they might not have so much of a market deviation, so that, you know, your capital is not shaken badly. And of course, when there is a risk, you're taking more, there is a return is more. Basically, risk and returns correlates to each other. So once the mutual fund is bought, the money is invested in various shares and, you know, the schemes, and you will be given an NAV and with certain number of units. So for example, let us take how to understand an NAV and the unit is. So it is a very common platform. So whenever you buy gold in the market, so like, you know, today you go to a gold market a shop, you know, and you wanted to buy some gold. So today we think yes, the gold price is 4000 rupees, for example. So today my gold price is 4000 per gram. Okay, so I wanted to buy 10 grams, so I have to pay 40,000 in the market to get the 10 grams of physical gold and bring it to my house. So similarly in the market, similarly in the mutual fund, this grams is nothing but the NAV. So the NAV is something like a gram that which changes on a daily basis as the gram, the cost of the gram also changes in the gold market. And the number of grams you bought is the number of units in the mutual funds. So the NAV, say for example, today the NAV is 200 rupees, tomorrow it could be 210 rupees, or it can be 190 rupees, it depends on the market. So whenever you buy an NAV, there is a small cost which has been deducted for the administrative cost annually. So that you might say, for example, you buy 200 rupees of NAV, you know, for you buy a mutual fund and you buy 10 units, then your cost you have to pay is 2000 rupees. And when you buy 2000, there might be something like, you know, 1 or 2 rupees deducted when you buy that NAV. So whenever you buy an NAV, there is a deduction of a small percentage, which is the administrative expenses, wherein your fund managers are being paid, or the AMCs are being paid to analyze how the market, so that they give you a better returns. So this is a basic simple concept of how you invest in NAVs and mutual funds. The mutual funds is deposited. Once the mutual fund is bought, it is deposited in the CDSL or NSDL, which is a central depository, where it is stored in the DMAT format. And the CDSL is definitely is governed by the SEBI, which is the Security Exchange Board of India. And AMFI, which is the Association for the Mutual Funds, mutual fund investment is controlled by SEBI, and any scheme should get approved by SEBI and registered in AMFI to populate and sell the scheme. So SEBI closely monitors, it watches and audits the schemes regularly, so that there is a transparent transaction between the SEBI and the investors and the promoters. So hence the safety of the money what we invest is safeguarded. Since all these investment you make are very transparent and governed by the Security Exchange Board of India, which is a government aided, and it is a very safe, and the risk of losing your money is very, very low, or it's almost nil. So whenever a lot of my friends, you know, they ask me, like, what happens if my money, when I invest, the bank goes bankrupt, or what happens to money? What if somebody will say that I will not give your money back? So there's so many problems people think. But basically, what happens when you invest in mutual funds? This is completely governed by SEBI, and all your money is pooled and bought as a shares, and it is kept in central depository. There is no bank which is involved. Bank is only a depository firm. They just transact these shares between retail investors and between the between the government or between the SEBI. So the central depository keeps also shares, and whenever you want to redeem your shares, you can just apply directly, and all your shares, what you bought, all your mutual funds can be redeemed in maximum 4 to 5 days. So this is the basic understanding of mutual funds. Okay, and in the coming weeks we will discuss more about the risk parameters, different types of mutual funds, how we need to invest in mutual funds, what are the best mutual funds we can invest, what is our risk parameters, are we investing in a safe, all these things we will discuss in detail. So I hope you have just had a brief about the mutual funds, whether it is a safe place to invest, or is it what is the risk in the mutual funds. So I give you a confirmation that investing in the mutual funds through banks or through non-financial banks, it is a safe parameter. There's nothing to worry. So you can definitely, like, how you invest, how you believe in a bank, how you believe in RBI, how you believe in the government, you can definitely believe in a SEBI, you can definitely believe in mutual funds. If you have a good advisory person, or if you have a good advisory term, and if you invest in the long term, definitely there is no risk and it is safe, and I assure that you will reap a good benefit of what you invest today. So I thank you all for hearing this, and I hope to hear from you and see you soon, and have a great day. Goodbye.